Flooding, relentless rain, whipping wind, and major damage as Hurricane Florence comes ashore as a Category 1 storm along the mid-Atlantic coast. National Hurricane Center specialist John Cangelosi says the initial storm surges can be deadly, able to effortlessly rip apart buildings.
We've seen some observations during the overnight hours, especially in New Bern, North Carolina, where they've seen 10 feet of inundation. And we have been predicting 7 to 11 feet between Cape Fear and Cape Lookout, North Carolina.
Florence is moving at a slow pace, about 6 miles an hour. To put into perspective, the average human walks about 4 miles an hour. Marine Weather and Climate's Hal Needham says as it pokes along, rain is going to be the biggest factor.
This storm is going to crawl along the coastline for 2 to 3 days and just wrap tropical moisture in for many days. Some areas could see 30 or more inches of rain.
Needham says the threat goes well beyond the coast.
It's going to be a really broad area, really much of the Carolinas along the coast, but also well inland. We're going to see these torrential, really historic rainfall totals.
Winds were clocked at 90 miles an hour and led to the collapse of a motel at the height of the storm. 60 people were pulled from the wreckage. Many more who defied evacuation orders have been calling for help. Meanwhile, power has been knocked out for nearly 500,000 customers.